can't remember my mother. I was taken from her when I was about two or three. I'm just going by my welfare papers now, what I got. Well, and I haven't seen my mother again, never again. I was 68 or 9. I went back up there. That's when I seen my sister for the first time in Halls Creek. And we're really shy too for each other, you know, sort of. Not close in a way, you know. When they took me, I could speak my language, but we just lost it. There's no one to talk to and keep up our culture and everything. We just lost everything. That's what I'm really sorry about, you know. Not when I see little kids my that age now talking and things, I just always think back for what, you know, what I used to, like what I lost, you know. I feel really sad about it.
So when you went to Beagle Bay, what was it like being brought up by the nuns? I mean, did you, as a child, can you remember how you felt?
They really made us feel that we were part of a sort of family, you know. I mean, we felt really good. I'm still lonely, and sometimes I can remember crying ourselves to sleep, you know, just, but we got on really well with everyone, you know. We loved the nuns.
And so when you go back to where you were originally from, do you still feel a sense of connection to that country?
I do, yeah. When I go back there, I just, you know, I still feel it. I cry too. A lot of them just saying to me, come back home. And I just think to myself, well, where's home, you know? I mean, I know home is there, but I'm sort of between two culture or what. I would really love to live in the bush with my old, you know, with my mother. But now, you know, we got to live this life now. And the only way we'll ever know is we don't know the other one.